Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Be sure to subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't already. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week. We'll send it by email. And, of course, we have a brand spanking new video up that I think you'll like. So check it out right there on the homepage. Don Boudreau, Dr. Don Boudreau is our guest and our good friend. Longtime 13 now member of our Brain Trust. And he's a professor of economics at George Mason University, the author of Globalization, and an article that I wanted you guys to know more about that was published in President and CEO magazine. Don, thanks again for hanging out with us. You say that there are three reasons why that this story about the myth about manufacturing loss of jobs in America is got so many people upset. There are three reasons for that. You want to talk about those three?
Yeah, in addition to the fact that it's just repeated by the mainstream media,
right.
But you know, specifically, it's the number of manufacturing jobs has fallen, again, absolutely in its proportion. The size, even though the size of the absolute size of the U.S. manufacturing sector has grown in terms of output, the size of the service sector has grown even more. And so as a portion of the economy, the manufacturing sector is lower than it was even 25 years ago or 20 years ago, but it's still absolutely larger. It's not on the ropes at all. Also, the kinds of things we manufacture in America tend not to be consumer goods that have, you know, made-in labels on them. So when people go to Target and Walmart, most of the goods are manufactured abroad, the clothing, the electronics. But what Americans manufacture, we manufacture a lot of primary metals. We manufacture, in addition to food and pharmaceuticals, which are consumer goods, we manufacture a lot of intermediate goods, capital goods, that we ship abroad. And firms in China and Mexico and the Philippines, they use these machines to produce things that consumer goods that come back to us with, you know, made in China labels on them. But American output is definitely in there. But we just don't see it because the made-in labels.
The sign really should be more accurate and say assembled in those countries.
I'll go even further, Jim. I think it's just made in the world. because, you know, if almost anything you buy today.
Made on planet Earth. I like that.
Made on Earth. Because it's,
I like
because,
that.
Because, yeah. Because you just can't. It's impossible to narrow it. Narrow it down.
So those are three things. Now, there's a couple of things that I want to stick in here, Don, and I was talking to you about it on off the air. Folks, you remember several years ago, I brought you, and I wish I could remember the report that I got it from. I'm going to have to find that. But the report showed that in the late 90s and early half of the last decade, they identified the countries that had lost the manufacturing a situation in the major countries. The country that had the largest drop in manufacturing jobs in the world in that period of time was China. And Don, the reason, not the United States, I know that's what you were thinking, it was China. And Don, the reason was not globalization, it was because of technology.
Yeah. Workers become more productive, they get more machines. It's the same thing that happened in agriculture 100, 200 years ago. And there's no reason it shouldn't happen in manufacturing. It's a good thing it's happening.
Well, and let me tell you another quick story. I met a man who was running a paper mill he had just built. It was a greenfield paper mill. He built it from scratch, and he became the first plant manager. And I asked him, I said, how many employees do you have? How many of your employees use technology in the direct performance of their job? He said 100%.
Yeah.
Now, this is a paper mill. I said, how many, a big one. And I said, how many employees do you have? He said, half as many as the plant I built 10 years ago.
Yep.
400.
Yep.
He started the plant he built 10 years earlier, 800 employees. The plant he built now was 400 employees. You can't put that toothpaste back in the bottle, in the tube, Don.
And my guess is that newer plant produces more output than the older plant did.
Probably did, and I wouldn't be surprised if the people aren't making more money than the other people were because they're more qualified. Here's one other little stat I want to stick in here, Don. A National Geographic magazine. There was a great magazine about the human being, the situation of humans on planet Earth, how many they were, and everything. Here's a quick stat. How many people do you think? What do you think is the largest sector of jobs on planet Earth
today?
Uh huh.
Oh, I would still say agriculture.
Services.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Services is 40% of the Earth's jobs, 38% agriculture, 22% manufacturing.
Yeah, and that will fall. I knew agriculture wasn't big.
But think about that now. Of right now, according to National Geographic, the largest sector is services. So my point, Don, is we're not being sinned against in America if we have more service jobs and manufacturing jobs. It's the way of planet Earth.
Well, look, and it's the way of progress, too. No one... Look, my father was my father was a welder in a shipyard. He had a manufacturing job. He's glad that his son grew up to be a writer and a college professor.
Right.
Most people, they want their kids to become lawyers and doctors and architects and now web designers.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with factory jobs, but we all know that the really high-paying jobs are in the service sector. That's what we want our children to do and our grandchildren. And that's what this economy is making possible in the long run.
And folks, when we come back after these messages, we're going to talk about why all this stuff we're talking about turns out is the best thing to ever happen for small business. Every time you think you want to get mad because we don't have enough manufacturing jobs in America, you should think, wait a minute, if it weren't for what's happening, I might not have my small business. We'll do that after these messages. Don Boudreau is our guest. His book is called Globalization. You need to get it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.